following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Hello there, Refuge family. Good to be with you today on this Tuesday, 21st of April, Fireside Chat. And I'm sitting in the Refuge Sanctuary family room by myself, of course, Josh back at the booth. And our chat today actually is going to come from David Taylor. We'll switch over to his living room in just a moment. But I wanted to give you an update, as we like to do whenever we can prior to the Fireside Chat. So I thought today I would just give you an update on what's going on here today, specifically even now at Refuge at this moment, a little bit after 12. This morning, of course, the Women's Bible Study, they streamed live from here and to lots and lots of ladies. They'll do that again tonight. At 11 o'clock, about an hour ago, we opened the door to one at a time to provide bags of great food for the Refuge family. Lots of good donations coming in still from the local markets, Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and Albertsons and one other. So that took place. That just finished up. So now that team of volunteers with their masks on, 6 feet apart, they're doing their due diligence. Now they're packing up bags for the general public, which will be here about 2 hours. And they'll be distributing food again today. So Monday and Tuesday, that's our practice on that. So that's what's happening here. Oh, one other thing. We have our electricians, Josh and Pete, different Josh, that's not the one back in the booth, although he helps from time to time as well. But we are replacing a lot of the light fixtures in the foyer and the hallway. They were the antiquated, they were basically garage fixtures with fluorescent tubes that, for obvious reasons, is not good. And so replacing them with LED, now's the time to do it while there's nobody in the building. And this way, nobody's in the way. So that's happening. And one last thing before we turn it over to David. We mentioned this on weekends, but I want to mention it to you as well on the weekday for the Fireside Chat folks, that if you need prayer, we're operating office hours at the church. Well, we're not at the church, but all those calls and emails are getting cycled through to all the team and the staff. So if you need prayer, call or email, and we'd love to pray with you. So I'm ready, and I know David is, so I'm switching it over to David Taylor. Enjoy the chat, as will I.
Good afternoon, Refuge family. This is Pastor David here, and with me today I have my wife, Lucia, and our little Judah boy, who's not crying right now, which is good. Welcome to the Fireside Chat. Yeah, dude. Welcome to the Fireside Chat today. We do have a fire or a candle. Babe, what kind of candle is this? This is a...
Joanna Gaines candle.
Joanna Gaines signature magnolia candle. Did we get this when we were in Texas at one time?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty legit. So the reason I wanted to introduce my lovely family, we also have one more on the way. But the reason why I wanted to introduce my family, number one, I love bragging on my family. I love introducing and telling people about my family. And number two, the devotional thought I have today is brought to you by God, obviously, but something that God showed me through this little nugget right here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the passage, and then I am going to get into the devotional aspect of it. Yeah, bud? It's found in Psalm 91. And I'm only going to read the first couple of verses. You guys can read it later. I actually encourage you to read Psalm 91 later. But it says this in the first couple of verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." Now I'm going to skip down to verse 4. "He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day. I'm going to read verse 9. Skip down to verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Now, I'm also going to flip over to Psalm 46, which is interesting enough. It's the first devotional thought that we had for a fireside chat that Alan did, and I'm just going to reference the first couple of verses. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Bye. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth can be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. And then it says, Selah. Now, I believe it was about 2 weeks ago, my wife and I and my son Judah, who you just met, we, to keep ourselves sane in this kind of stay-at-home quarantine, whatever you want to call it, we go on drives. After I get off work, we spend time and we always drive towards the beach, and we drive on PCH. Sometimes we head down to like Seal Beach, that area on PCH, and other times we head down to like Corona del Mar, Laguna area, and we just keep driving on PCH. And if you've been down on PCH, you know that there's certain, you know, areas in the road where it opens up and you can see the ocean. And when you go down towards Laguna, you start climbing in elevation a little bit, and you can kind of see over the little cliffs and whatnot. And so that's been kind of our part of our new normal and our new routine is getting to see God's creation that way and staying in the safety of a car, opening up the sunroof sometimes, and it's just great. And so it was a couple weeks ago, might have even been a month ago now, and when we were doing a normal drive, it was on our day off, and we were driving down towards Laguna. I think we were in like the Corona del Mar area, and so instead of staying on PCH, I pulled down a street, and there was this street that was pretty empty, and so I got out of the car to see if there was many people walking, and there wasn't many people walking at all. And I was like, all right, babe, let's go walking, let's walk a little bit. This seems like it's a good place to walk. There's not many people around, and so we can still practice social distancing and doing all of that. And so we got Judah out of the car. We walked down this little trail. It was kind of steep a little bit, and we got to this place where it was like concrete. There were benches, and it was overlooking the ocean. And we were pretty high up. We were pretty high up, and it was overlooking the ocean. The weather was beautiful. Since we were, you know, right there on the shore, it was windy, and so the wind was kind of in our face, but it wasn't like a ton of wind or anything. And I'm holding Judah. And I have him. I'm holding him kind of on my right side, and you know, he's like right here on my hip, and I'm holding him. And as we get out there onto this stage, I guess you could say, that's overlooking everything, Judah is fine, right? We're just like, oh, this is cool. We're taking pictures. This is fun. This is a fun family memory that we're having. And then we get closer to the railing, and when I say that, we're obviously being safe, right? Anybody that knows me knows that I'm petrified of heights. And so I would not get close to a railing unless it was insanely safe. And so I get a little bit closer to the railing, and I'm holding Judah. And Judah's, you know, just looking around. As soon as Judah looks at the water that is beneath him, that is below him, because again, we're pretty high up, he does something that maybe he's done one time in his life so far. And he got really scared. I mean, I felt pretty bad, like really scared, to the point where I'm holding him and his abdomen is tensing. His legs that were wrapped around me were tensing up. Everything was tight on him, and he started shaking a little bit, and he started making almost like a whimpering sound. And I was like, bud, you know, what's going on? And he was looking at the ocean, and he turned away and he buried his face deep within my chest right here and was clinging on to me and holding me as tight as he could. And I was like, oh no, I wonder if he's afraid of heights like his dad. Sorry, bud. You know, like, sorry if I passed that to you. But it was in that moment, and this is so cool how God can speak directly to you. I mean, bypass every little wall or every little thing that you may have up, and God can speak directly to you through something as simple as this, right? And so I'm standing there, I'm holding him. He's buried his head into my chest. And I go like this, and I'm almost trying to like pry his head off my chest so I could look at him in the face and say, buddy, you know, you're okay. And I'm holding him. And he refuses to keep his, you know, refuses to move his head from my chest. And in that moment, God spoke to me in a way that has been profound and it's been stuck in my mind since then. And this was kind of the voice. It wasn't audible, but this is the thought process that was going through my mind. It was, David, when fear hits you, do you hold on to me tighter? Do you press your face into my chest in a sense? Do you do what your son is doing right now, who is refusing to look at what was scaring him and instead was fixing his eyes upon his dad, his father? In that moment, I realized something. It was both a moment of, I felt honored. I felt privileged because in that moment, I believed that I was my son's safe place. I believe that he looked at his daddy and said, this is my shelter. Now, he doesn't know those words yet, shelter or refuge. But what he did know was all around me, I'm scared right now. I'm high up. I'm hearing wind. I'm hearing the waves crash on the rocks. Maybe it's too much for me to handle right now. I'm afraid. What am I going to do? I could keep looking at the situation that's freaking me out. But what my son did at a year old, just his natural instinct was, I need to be as close as I can to daddy, because if I'm close to daddy, I'm safe. And he pressed his face deep into me. And like, it honestly, it gets me emotional because I'm like, I love that kid. My gosh, I love that kid so much. And I just felt like how honoring it was for me as a dad. And I'm like, I'm a safe place. And like in the same way, guys, God so desires that we as his children, as his sons, as his daughters, that we would be people that would not be paralyzed by fear, by the things that are around us. And guys, I got to be honest. I don't want to belittle. There are things going on right now that could cause people to be seriously fearful. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with my job, right? A lot of you have been laid off. I'm hearing a lot of people that are being laid off. Finances are crazy right now. Some of your family members are getting sick and you're like, what is going on, Lord? What is going on? My encouragement for you and something I'm preaching to myself multiple times a day in this season, in this unique time that we're in, is I don't want to be the person who fixes my eyes on the circumstances and allows that to paralyze me in fear. But instead, I want to take that and have that be the fuel that drives me closer to my father. Because the closer that I press my face into my father's chest, I know that he is there. I know that he is with me. Right? As we read in Psalms, he is our rock. He is our refuge. He is our shelter. And by the very definition of refuge, refuge is a place where you go, you retreat from something that's going on, right? It's almost like refuge is a place where hope can be found. And so it's like God, the Bible says, Scripture says that God himself is our refuge. Not that he can be a refuge, but that he is our refuge. Guys, and so my encouragement for you this morning is, please be people who go to God with everything. Man, I wish you could have seen the look on my son's face in that time of, like, there was still fear, but at the same time that there was fear, there was this confidence that he was safe because I was there. All around us, there are things that could spook us. There could be things that are like, man, this is heavy, this is weighty, but God is there. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our strong tie. He is so there for us, guys. He sees you. He has not forgotten you. He knows you. A different psalm, Psalm 139, goes into depth about how God knows you. He knows every single thought before it even comes to your mind, every word that you're about to say before it's even on your tongue. It says that he was in the process of making you and weaving you together like a master artist, like somebody who is just an artist who's just creating a masterpiece. God has done that. He knows you and has created you uniquely. please go to him, your refuge, your strength. I want to pray for you guys right now. Father, we just ask that this word and just the truth of your scripture, that you are our refuge. Jesus, I pray that that would not be something that we take lightly. I pray that that would not be something that we're like, oh yeah, that's just kind of encouraging. But I pray that we would understand that your word pertains to reality. It pertains to how things truly are in life. And so God, when it says that you are our refuge, that means that you truly are our refuge. We can come to you, run to you, sprint to you, come crying, bawling to you. It does not matter. You are our safe place. You are our refuge and our strength. Lord, I pray that you'd bless my family today. You'd bless my brothers and sisters. And I pray that no matter how fearful and how crazy life gets, they would use that as fuel just to go closer and deeper and press deeper into you. Be with my family today, Jesus. We love you and we ask these things in your name. Amen. God bless you, Refuge. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.